track three, and we'll start with our headline stories. The first one is Last Ditch Attempt to Overturn Plans. Traders and residents in Queen Street are launching a last-ditch attempt to overturn plans to change the road. The Queen Street Traders and Residents Association is asking Newton Abbott Town Council to call a parish meeting on the controversial issue, followed by a parish poll. Association Chairman Claire Kelvenek has written to the Town Council asking that, given the huge concerns raised since proposals for Queen Street were first put forward through the consultations and since the traffic orders were passed in June, that the Town Council looks to take further action. A letter to Newton Abbott Mayor, Councillor David Corney Walker, asks that he calls a parish meeting. The letter says, "We would propose that at that meeting, a parish poll be undertaken so that the residents of Newton Abbott can have their say on Queen Street. This is a matter that affects the Town Council, which has been a consultee on the project since its conception. As a key shopping street that the Town Council employs a town manager to oversee, the success of any developments in this area are directly linked to the future prosperity of the town. Our concerns are founded on the widespread belief that Teignbridge District Council and Devon County Council have both ignored and misrepresented their own consultation results relating to Queen Street, while incomprehensibly passing the traffic orders. The association says that while parts of the scheme, such as the 20 miles per hour limit and adding trees to the streets, are supported, the main elements, prohibiting access to Queen Street, Devon Square and adjacent roads and the removal of on-street parking, do not have the backing of residents or businesses. Ms. Kelvenek says it is quite the opposite. Any casual reader of the consultation's findings would conclude that both residents and traders have made strong objections to these elements. The association also claims it is advised that the traffic orders relating to Devon Square are unlawful. She added, "We are concerned that the two authorities have failed to undertake a proper duty of care in their consultations and decision-making processes." The plans for Queen Street have prompted widespread criticism and complaints they will have a negative effect on the town. Devon County Council and Teignbridge Council have devised the scheme to enhance the pedestrian experience. The plans include widening pavements, improved crossings, more planting and seating, parking reductions and traffic restrictions. Teignbridge Council leader Martin Wrigley has said that without change, Queen Street will die. Teignbridge Council has said there would be restricted car access and enhanced space and greenery to make the area safer and more attractive.
A drop in the ocean. After almost £250,000 worth of government grants for leisure centres across Devon, local community pools say they are still struggling to stay afloat. Bovey Tracy Swimming Pool was the largest recipient with £5,600, followed by Buckfast Lee Open Air Pool with £2,500 and Moreton Hampstead Swimming Pool with £683. The £20 million scheme targeted centres across England with the highest risk of closure or a significant reduction in services. However, the method of allocation was not disclosed. Although Mel Stride said he was delighted to hear about the grants, most pools have missed out, with those receiving funding finding that the cash was barely a drop in the ocean. Pam Barrett, the former chairman of Buckfast Lee Open Air Swimming Pool, is leading its swimming pool support fund. She said, "I think a lot of people took it that this was going to be the saviour of swimming pools. But the reality is that the method of distributing and the scale of the funding is an absolute travesty, and it isn't going to save any pools." At 125 years old, Buckfast Lee Pool is one of the oldest in England. Despite running for so long, its role in the community has never been more essential. People from every age group use the pool, from children at local primary schools to Camp Hill, a home for severely disabled adults. They also provide free swimming for families that cannot afford it and training programmes for lifeguards. Pam said, "Swimming is the highest participation sport in the country for all ages. But it's more than a sport. It's a way to keep communities healthy mentally and physically." Although Buckfast Lee was one of the pools to receive a slice of the £20 million grant, the scale of the funding barely scratched the surface. Energy costs alone have rocketed from £10,000 a year to £35,000. Running costs overall have risen from £50,000 to almost £100,000. Buckfast was one of the few pools to receive some funding. King Stainton did not. Like Buckfast Lee and most other community pools, King Stainton Pool is run by a group of dedicated volunteers. Just like Buckfast Lee, King Stainton Pool has been positively affecting the community for 40 years, and 24,000 people swim there each year, with slots for seven schools, children with special needs, and King's Care Home. Equally, the pool has also been facing spiralling costs, such as £12,000 just to heat it for the start of the season. Despite the pool in serious financial peril, no help was given. Decisions were made without any explanation as to how they were made. Linda said, "We thought this money would save us, but actually what it's done is dishearten us." England has lost almost 400 of its pools since 2010, and according to Swimming England, 40% of the remaining 4,000 pools will be gone by 2030 if action isn't taken. With another tranche of capital funding planned, the opportunity for governmental help is not over. However, both pools agreed that to ensure the future of community pools, a systemic change is needed. "We need two things," Pam explained. "We need to commission a swimming strategy to look at how the government can help pools and swimming flourish in the future. But the simplest solution currently is to include swimming pools in the business energy cap. Museums and zoos are part of the business energy rate cap, but children's swimming lessons are not, which seems to lack common sense." The Department for Digital Culture, Media and Sport has been approached for comment.
Cleanup begins after Ciaran's chaos. Sections of the walkway along the old sea wall at Dawlish had to be closed off after the battering by Storm Ciaran. Engineers from Network Rail erected barriers along the affected sections, which were damaged by the ferocious storm. They are between Coast Guards and Red Rock Langstone at Dawlish and between Smuggler's Cove and Spray Point towards Tynmouth. Walkways will remain closed until further notice. A spokesman for South West Rail Resilience Programme said, "Thank you for your patience while we carry out repairs." The effects of the recent storm at Dawlish have prompted suggestions that this further part of the sea wall may also need replacement, but Vince Evely commented, "If the work hadn't been done at Dawlish, I'm certain we would have seen untold damage to the station and the railway. The recurves are doing an excellent job. Storm Ciaran was a major storm and the new wall has held up majestically." Meanwhile, in neighbouring Holcombe, the beach level rose as it appeared to have seen sand blown in by the storm. Neil Howell commented, "If you're wondering where all the sand from Tynmouth Point has gone, it's here in Holcombe. The beach is the highest I've seen it, and the steps to Smuggler's Cove are partly destroyed along with the railings." Villagers said it was amazing how a storm could change the beach so substantially. In Tynmouth, residents were quick to thank Teignbridge Council for its prompt response to clearing up the storm damage. And on Sunday, a community beach clean was organised by Councillor Steve Welsh and newly elected Councillor Dan Comer. Councillor David Cox said a big thank you to everyone who came to help clean up the promenade. Community spirit and civic pride is alive and well in Tynmouth. Meanwhile, highways teams were kept busy by Storm Ciaran, dealing with more than 80 reported incidents of fallen trees, flooded roads and landslips on local roads across the county. Extra staff were drafted into Devon's Network Operations Control Centre, with more than 30 teams of tree surgeons and 12 emergency call-out teams available to help where needed. Among the first incidents reported overnight were roads temporarily blocked by fallen trees, including Newton Road in Bovey Tracy and the 381 in Ipplepen. Winds eased in the early hours, which provided a calm but wet start until conditions started to deteriorate again. As the stormy conditions picked up, further reports of blocked roads were dealt with, including a fallen tree at Sandy Lane in Dawlish. Several roads were impassable due to floodwater, including the Exeter Road between Newton Abbot and Kingstainton and the Dawlish Warren Road. There was also floodwater on the Teen Valley Road at Finlake, but it was passable. Councillor Stuart Hughes, Devon County Council Cabinet Member for Highways Management, said, "We may not have been hit as hard as some, but it was enough to cause damage and disruption. I'd like to thank our teams for their hard work during this latest storm event."